This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Back here on Sports Talk, of course, we are talking Saints, and how would you like to win tickets to a Saints game? WWL's got them for you. We want to send you to the ultimate game day experience on Sunday when the Saints take on the Carolina Panthers in the first regular season home game in the Caesars Superdome. You can score two premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're taking talking open bar, premium liquor, and all the you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May. That's all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Just go to WWL.com/contest and enter for your chance to win from Saints Radio, WWL. You know, that's one thing, Cullen, because of all the game day, the pregame stuff, and, you know, we're all on air constantly. I've never gotten to experience what a pregame in Champion Square is like.
Really?
Have you been out there at all?
God, dude, I think the last time I went to a Saints game, I was like 9.
Oh, wow,
maybe.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I lived in Alabama. We drove down for like a weekend and just went to the game.
Man, we got to get you to some Saints games.
It's been a while. You know what's even worse? Claim to fame, I've never been to an LSU game. I've been to an Auburn game.
Interesting. All right, so I'm going to have to scratch that off your list.
I will need to.
Take you to Tiger Stadium and then also get you back in the Dome this year for sure. Looking at some of the sound we want to get into from head coach Dennis Allen of the Black and Gold, talk to the media today. One of the questions he was asked, obviously with the Panthers upon us on Sunday, what did this Panthers 2024 squad look like to him?
Look, I think, you know, from an offensive standpoint, you know, I thought they kind of beefed up their offensive line. They got probably bigger on the interior than maybe what they've been in prior years. I think they've had two pretty good tackles that have been there the last couple of years. But I think they upgraded the interior of their offensive line at the guard position. You know, they got a little bit more athleticism, you know, at the tight end position with, you know, drafting Sanders. You know, Tommy Trimble's a guy that we've played against. Jordan Matthews, you know, really kind of a converted wide receiver. So I think they've upgraded the athleticism at that position. And then they got a couple of young receivers. One, that Leggett was a draft pick this year, and Mingo, a draft pick last year. Both of them high picks. Thielen is the ultimate professional in terms of a receiver. And then I think they, you know, added a explosive playmaker in Deontay Johnson. So I think they've done some things offensively to really, you know, upgrade their team and trying to, you know, put some weapons around Bryce Young, help with the protection and the ability to run the football, which always helps out a quarterback. You know, and then, you know, defensively, obviously with the addition of Jadeveon Clowney, that's a big difference. A'shaun Robinson, you know, a defensive end tackle that we've played against is a good football player. So I think they've done some things, you know, along the defensive line, I think, to upgrade themselves. I think, in particular, I think they've done some things to upgrade themselves with Clowney as a pass rusher and A'shaun as a run defender.
Yeah, you would imagine this Panthers squad is not going to be a two-win team this season. We'll see how it shakes out for them, but I would expect some improvement. I think a seven-win year would be a great, vast improvement, and the fan base would be super excited over that. Got a lot of new faces on that team, including the coaching staff. And Dennis Allen was asked, hey, man, what the difficulty on facing a team, not only with new players on the field, but also new coaches?
I think it's a challenge. Obviously, from a defensive standpoint, the defensive staff is there, and so you kind of know what the structure is going to be. And yet, they got a couple of new pieces, so we don't know what adjustments they're going to make or what's going to be different than maybe what we saw last year. Really, the same thing offensively. We had a chance to go up against Canales a couple of times last year, and so I think from a schematic standpoint, we have an idea of kind of what they, what the system is like. And yet with a different quarterback, I don't know, how they're going to, want to utilize him. I have my thoughts, but again, as it is with everything, when you get into the first game of the season, I just think it's the team that's able to adjust the best that's going to have the most success, because, everybody's going to have something that you haven't seen yet. And so I think that'll be the challenge for us is finding out what they're trying to do, how they're trying to attack us in all three phases, and then being able to adjust when we need to.
That's a look at the Carolina Panthers as the Saints get ready for them on Sunday. Now we're going to talk more about the black and gold with the head coach. So how's D.A. feeling about his defensive scheme since he started out? Has much changed in his defensive outlook since he first came into the league?
I'd say it's evolved significantly from, when I started calling it back in 2015. But that evolution doesn't take place over the course of, a year or 2 years. It really kind of takes place over the course of 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and things kind of change. And you can't become stagnant in anything that you do. You have to always be looking to improve. And so there's always things that we're looking at how maybe we can do, some things better. I would say philosophically, nothing's changed. Schematically, a few things.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Looking at that defense from just last year, scoring defense, 19.3 points per game. That definitely was a strength of the black and gold. The weakness was lack of sack numbers, and we've seen them address that by adding you know, to that D line. And I think that, you know, Carl Granderson is, you know, been a player we've seen growing steadily while with this organization. Hopefully Cam Jordan can get back to being the guy that we're used to seeing, and that Father Time hasn't caught up to him, and he's still got another season or two left where those sack numbers can get back up. But I know a lot of folks obviously looking forward to seeing what Chase Young can provide, a guy that's been, you know, a little bit nicked up during his career, which has hampered his development. But man, oh man, like the Cajun Cannon loves to say, when he's well, he is hell on the field. And definitely looking forward to, you know, seeing what Young can bring to this pass rush. We obviously saw a little taste of him in the preseason, but that's not the real deal, which will be Sunday, obviously, against Carolina. Well, Dennis Allen, more on his defense. How would he describe a Dennis Allen defense to somebody?
We're going to play hard. We're going to play fast. We're going to play physical. We're not into the business of gimmies, you know, so we're going to try to challenge everything as much as we can. And we're going to play smart, you know, and I think we've done that. And we're not always perfect. There's sometimes we do a better job of it than others. And that's why, you know, the evaluation process of what you are, whether as a player, as a coach, as a unit, you know, it's not a one game evaluation. It's what are you over the course of the season? And then what are you over the course of your, you know, career? And I think just the fact that we're gonna play tough, we're going to play physical, we're going to play with great effort, and we're going to challenge everything. And we're going to play situationally smart defense. And that's what we believe in.
That's one thing nobody can argue about. Whatever you feel like about Dennis Allen, the guy knows defense. Obviously, I know that regular season record of his is brought up constantly by Saints fans, 24-46 overall. That obviously includes his head coaching stint with the Raiders. Coming here, though, we've seen gradual improvement for this squad. And I know we're all spoiled by the Sean Payton years and the consistent playoff berths. Obviously, there was some downtime, those back-to-back-to-back 7-9 seasons under Sean. But, you know, now we've been starved of the playoffs the last 3 years for this black and gold squad and trying to get back there. And hopefully DA can get that ascent. We've seen a 7-win season for him year one, 9 wins last year. So a gradual improvement. I'm sure everybody would be jumping for joy over 10 wins, winning the NFC South and heading to the playoffs and hopefully, you know, making some noise there. But anything less than I don't even know if even a 9-win season would make folks happy. It's a difficult slate later on. Early on, we've gotten into the schedule before. Obviously, Panthers, you would think, is a must win for this team to prove that you are a different squad than you were a year ago. You're not a pretender in everybody's eyes. I know not that many people are thinking much of this Saints squad heading into this season, but after that Panthers game, things get tight. You got to play the Cowboys, the Eagles, another division rival, and the Falcons. Then you go at the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday night and then come back home for the Buccaneers. So that early slate of games, you know, you could easily see themselves digging a hole into, which would be so, you know, disappointing, obviously. But, you know, digging your way out, we've seen them do it before. You just don't want to go through it again. Hoping they can get off to that faster start. And that faster start includes in games. We've seen this team come out the gates, and it just seems offensively and defensively haven't had that punch to them early on in starts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.